So, you know, don't be scared of collaborating. Don't be scared of partnerships. Africa needs a lot of collaborations. So collaboration is number one thing. So collaborate, collaborate. Africa must collaborate.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to YAS, your African Supply Chain Podcast. I'm your host, Stella Sekeka. In this podcast, we discuss various topics that affect my beautiful, your beautiful, and complicated African supply chain. So, as I said, it's customary in this new season is that we start with a new quote, right? Just to usher in into what we're going to be talking about. And this quote goes like this: innovation is the ability to see change as an opportunity, not a threat, by Steve Jobs. So it really goes into really well into what we're going to be talking about in today's episode, which is revolutionizing procurement, navigating efficiency, collaboration, and lasting partnerships with Procure Africa. And my guest today is here to discuss his journey and a little bit of what Procure Africa has to offer. And his name is Nyepko Matebula. He is the CEO of Procure Africa, a passionate procurement professional, and the lead in transforming supply chains with data analytics and AI. Welcome, Nyepko, to YAS. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks to yourself.
I am great. So just to get us started, Nyepko, can you please share a little bit of the story behind founding Procure Africa? What really inspired you to start this venture, this new organization?
Okay. First of all, thank you so much for having me today, this podcast. I'm really honored. And Procure Africa comes from time coming. And it started when I was a procurement professional and I had difficulties locating local suppliers using Google. So I could only get a few suppliers that are coming up, from the search results and, having to contact them one by one, looking for their emails and their numbers, and also having to vet the backgrounds to check if they are credible suppliers was very challenging. So that is when Procure Africa came about, having a solution that the suppliers procurement professionals could use to locate suppliers much more easier. Trusted suppliers at that. So what Procure Africa does, it assists procurement professionals with sourcing capabilities. So if you're looking for a supplier in your location, we can help you find those suppliers. But most of all, we're now thinking in a bigger picture. We're looking at assisting African procurement professionals to locate African buyers so that we can improve intercontinental trade.
Wow, amazing. It's amazing to hear about, young people are coming up with ideas that not only transform their lives, but also the industry, bringing new ideas. And I like what you said. It's not about only staying within the borders of South Africa, but it's actually expanding into the whole of Africa, especially with the trade agreements that are going about going into trading. So we need this kind of platform to also usher exactly that. And how do you say Nyepko has really talking as it brought the competitive advantage? It transformed the traditional processes of doing procurement and that traditional process of doing buyers and supply. What specific features do you think Procure Africa brings into the industry?
So Procure Africa has revolutionized procurement by becoming a centralized hub that streamlines processes from RFQ creation to supplier selection. So our key transformative features include the three quotation system, whereby you give the buyer a lot of options that they could select for. So a minimum of three suppliers would obviously respond to the quotation that will be posted by the procurement professional. And, that gives you an opportunity to actually find the right supplier to work with, and our vetted supplier network. So we do a rigorous vetting process to make sure that we provide trustworthy suppliers to our buyers. So I'd say those two features are the ones that are transformative from the traditional procurement process.
Yeah, transforming that traditional relationship. And yeah, because starting a new business or a new venture, it's sometimes daunting, right? Because you're competing with some of the giants that have already been there in the industry doing that. And they have a name for themselves, I can say. And can you share with us what major obstacles you and your team had to encounter this process of coming up with procure asset and establishing the market? And what did you have to overcome?
The first one that I'd say was a big challenge for us was establishing credibility, you know, overcoming skepticism. So how we did that, we overcame skepticism through platform demonstrations and, you know, providing success stories. So we tell the users that we approach about our success stories, about the team. We have a very powerful and diverse team. And, you know, platform demonstrations, anytime a client is interested, we make sure that we show them how the process is and that they will be still meeting the current procurement requirements through our platform. Another one would be building trust, you know, through transparent communication, through showcasing the unique platform value that we offer, and also market awareness, you know, targeting the right market has been very important. So we know that in the market currently, our competitors are targeting the large organizations. So we saw a gap in the medium business sector and the small businesses. So we are now providing a solution that's also going to enable them to simplify and digitize their procurement processes. So having to notice that gap, I think for us was a game changer.
Yeah. And sometimes, Nick, what you were saying, the small business sometimes are overlooked. Because again, to install those systems, it's quite expensive. We know us, you know, and sometimes you just want that quick solution, still reliable, right? But you want that solution that is still cost effective for your organizations, Yet sometimes you don't need that robust system, right? But you need a system that will just answer to your need. For example, finding the right supplier. Finding a trustworthy supplier, you know, because you say there is a vetting system that is going on, and there's a compliance. We still want to know if the supplier will deliver. And especially going overseas or going beyond borders, you still want to know. You don't know that country that you are, you know, sourcing from. That's a supplier that you're sourcing from. So it can be effective to have a system like this that it ensures. So we are all working on the same page that this is a trustworthy supplier. You can trust them as they bring your quotes. Their due diligence has been done before. So it's very important to be on that sense where the customer feels secure and still very budget friendly, I can say. So it's very, very important. I would say thank you for bringing. And Nyako, going into what set part in the market. Can you highlight innovation or a unique value proposition that you say that, yes, this is my one thing that is my competitive advantage?
So looking at the market that we're dealing with and looking at the speed of adopting the software, where that our platform is so user-friendly that anyone can use it. It takes within a week to install it or to even get just to install it. We don't even have to install it. It's web-based. You just go online, you sign up. If you need training, we can provide training. But usually we don't get any requests for training because it's so easy to use. Everything can be located within three clicks. So I think that's our selling point. That's our value proposition. User-friendliness on the platform. And the third code system. So making sure that the buyer has options when they're buying, making sure that there's competitiveness when they're posting the RFQ, you know, enabling them to receive multiple quotations and different prices that they can compare from, different terms and conditions as well, is also, I think, is a game changer. So we make it simple for everyone to use procurement, unlike the traditional procurement systems that are so complex when it comes to using. So you don't need a certificate to use our platform. It's not rocket science. It's just easy.
Three clicks away. You know, you get whatever you want in just 3 clicks. You know, I think you should put that as a slogan.
Most definitely, yes. I'll make that down.
Three clicks, your solution. To your procurement solution. That's the value proposition, you know. It's that easy friendliness of the system. I remember Nico just sharing a little bit of the experience with Nick procurement plug used. It was quite robust. And I had the guide, you know, to use the system. It was complicated. We had training. I couldn't understand a thing. You know, I was with my manager. We would just look at each other like, what's happening? We would just not understanding like what is happening. Sometimes, you can provide the training, but if it's not relatable, you don't see how to even begin. It's complicated, you know. And I had the mission to now explain to my suppliers how they can get into the platform. That was another struggle and a half because I had to do constant training. I had to constantly tell them how to get into the platform, how to submit their quotation, how they need to register, you know, and I had to do that constantly. So sometimes it is very good to have a good system, but user friendliness, do not underestimate the power that it is in using a system. It needs to be easy for someone to use. You know, people should not be like, I need to have a PhD and IIT in order to get it.
That's true, man.
You know? Because sometimes these systems, you know, you're like, how do I even start it? People get frustrated. And that's why they're sometimes resistant to change, right? Because it just doesn't relate to their day-to-day job. And it just complicates their life rather than simplifying it. So this value proposition that Procure Africa is bringing, it's quite innovative and it's quite, and I think it really answers your need because let me tell you, there's a lot of people who want just simple. Like I just go somewhere, I submit and I'm done, you know. They don't want rocket science. They don't want to read through vast many pages of certain conditions that don't even apply to their situation. So and Procure Africa emphasizes on lasting partnership. So can you share examples or success stories where businesses on the platform has leveraged these collaborations, these partnerships for their mutual benefit?
Yeah, so I can share maybe in like, first one would be cost savings. So we've actually helped a lot of businesses when it comes to cost savings through our 3 quotation system. So buyers, when they request for quotations, we have a tab or field where they can write their budget. So they can let us know how much are you willing to spend on the items that you requested a quotation for. Mm. And then, you know, when suppliers reply, they do have access to that field. So they can see that, okay, you know, this buyer is actually willing to spend, let's say, 60,000 rand for this item. And we find that some suppliers go over that 60,000, you know, and some suppliers will go under. And which means that now the buyer has to strategize, which is, I think, the most important type of procurement strategy, you know, having the strategy to see, okay, am I going with the cost saving or am I going with the high price but better terms and conditions in terms of lead time, in terms of, you know, those types of things that play a big role in procurement. So we found that a lot of buyers actually save a lot when they use our platform due to the competitiveness of the marketplace. And the other one would be quality improvement, you know, enhanced and service quality through the partnerships with vetted suppliers. So even if you have those three suppliers or four suppliers that have vetted your quotations, you now have a nice pool of suppliers that you know that I can tap into the suppliers when I need to source again for maybe wider items. Let's say in the agricultural space, you can then, okay, I don't want to source sugar beans anymore. I'd like to look for maize. Can these suppliers that I've received assist me with that? We can now tap and contact those suppliers, and it makes the service quality improves it at a very good rate. And long-term collaborations. So we find that long-term collaborations can be built using the platform because you know when you use our platform database, the suppliers on our database, the suppliers are vetted, they are trusted. So it's easy for you to gain trust and that building a relationship with that supplier because, yeah, background is checked, you know, so it's easy. Everyone is free to work with each other. So it's just creating a safe environment for buyers and suppliers to meet.
No, that's amazing. Creating that lasting relationship, because at the end of the day, I think it starts with a journal, you know, and having database or suppliers or building that, it takes skill and it takes, how can I say, having the right people to support your business, you know, and you guys are facilitating that platform, you're facilitating that connection so that they can find, you know, partners that can facilitate your business at the end of the day. And Nyako, looking at your vision for Procure Africa and the future of Procure Africa, are there specific goals or milestones that you want to see and you want to achieve? And how do you see the service that you're offering coming in the upcoming years?
Okay, so we have a long-term vision for Procure Africa. And for the next 5 years, we aim to, so making sure that all the SEDEC businesses are connected in our platforms. Buyers are finding value through the platform as well. So since we are in South Africa, it gives us an advantage since we find that a lot of SEDEC countries import from South Africa. So which gives us a nice base of suppliers that we can use to get other buyers in these industries to source from South African suppliers and also get to tap into their own country. So we can tap into suppliers in Mozambique and make sure that the suppliers in Mozambique also get exposure within the Mozambican market, the South African market, and every market that our platform is going to be used in. So first 5 years, we're looking at SEDEC. The next 10 years is Africa. So, you know, working with the intercontinental trade is very important. It's the ultimate vision for Procure Africa, making sure that we improve intercontinental trade. People get noticed, other businesses in African states get noticed. Manufacturers get motivated as well to manufacture more, you know, so that they know that they have a wide access, a market access when using our platform. So that's the goal, you know, giving suppliers wide market access, better reach, at a lower price as well, you know. So that is the goal. And working with the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, I believe that's going to be possible. We want to take away the stigma of, you know, African businesses not having good service quality, you know. So, you know, having our due diligence process, vetting and all of that is going to make a lot of our outside countries trust our platform, especially when it comes to finding and locating the right suppliers. That's the goal.
I'm excited for the future of Procure Africa, and I believe you guys will do amazing things going forward. And yeah, guys, looking at the market at a different way, you know, when we started for Rio, we have that exposure to different things. But then when you start seeing things in a different way and you start to create your own venture, that's where we're happy because, you know, Africa, we need more. We need more of that. And there's a lot of young people rising up. And these are the stories that I really love to hear and bringing on the podcast. So thank you so much, Yepo, for sharing the story of Procure Africa. So now, for someone who is there, who is starting who is going on starting their business, right? The entrepreneur venture. What is the one advice that you would give to them, regardless of the industry that they are, you know? What is the one advice that you would give?
Okay, that's a lot. So I think the one that stands out for me is working with industry leaders. For me, it has been a lot like impactful. Mm-hmm. So asking people who have already done it, asking people with the right expertise so that you can get the right answer very fast and you can get on building. So, you know, don't be scared of collaborating. Don't be scared of partnerships. Africa needs a lot of collaborations. So collaboration is number one thing. So collaborate, collaborate. Africa must collaborate.
Slogan, another slogan. Another slogan of Africa. Yes, collaborate. And you know what, Nyeko? It's so amazing. I think one of the things that has been a thread with each and every episode that I've done, people. Connect with people who have done it. Get mentors, get coaching. Do yourself that favor. Get with people that have walked the walk and talked the talk, read. Because that's what's going to put you forward, you know? Regardless if you're even an entrepreneur, don't be afraid of just reaching out and be like, hey, can you please help me? Like, can I just walk with you, you know? Can I just grab a coffee with you? Like, I just want to know how you've been. And you know, sometimes, Nico, the thing is that people sometimes think that that person will say no, or they will not just give, they'll just not answer to my questions. But people are more humble than you think, and they are more than willing to share. Like, someone can be here and they can go to Nyeko, like, and he'll share his details in a couple of minutes. But you can just go to him and be like, hey, Nyeko, can you share me, like, your knowledge, your expertise? You've done it. Yeah. You have done it. You have experiences. You've knocked your head over the wall and you got back up, you know. But that's what you see of it, you know. And that's the thing that I'm also passionate about. And that's the slogan even of the podcast, you know. We're a place where you find your tribe.
Very nice.
A place where you find your people, you know. And you can share their stories. You can connect with them. So please, guys, if you're here and you're hearing this podcast, I think that's just for me. Do yourself your favor and contact. Even if you just say, hi, Nyeko, I listened to the episode, wonderful episode, great to connect. You have someone, now I think people are curious. You're allowed to know how they can reach out to you and procure articles. How can they do that?
So I'm mostly active on LinkedIn. We have a company page, Procure Africa. And you can also find me on email, procureafrica.co, and you can visit our website procureafrica.co or procureafrica.co.za. And we also now have a new Instagram page that you can access us in called Procure Africa. So please do reach out. I'll open to questions and any comments that you'd like to add on from this podcast. Really open to that.
There you go. You know how to contact Nyeko now. So we've come to the end of our episode. So I hope you loved it, you know, this experience with now bringing this amazing company, Procure Africa, to talk about their services. But you might be out there and interested in also bringing your company to talk about your journey, to share about your success and your victory and even of your failures. And how people can reach out to you. You're more than welcome to contact us in your African Supply Chain podcast. So if you're here, make sure that we are all platforms. So for Apple Podcasts, Spotify, name it, we are there on all streaming platforms. And also you can contact us, you can reach the podcast on YouTube. We are also on LinkedIn and Your African Supply Chain Podcast. Make sure you like the page, follow it, and also share this episode with everyone that you know who also might be interested in the services of Procure Africa. Make sure you share it. I'll also leave the details down below so that you guys can contact and easily reach out. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.